The Wonders of Science. Space Telescope. Since 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope has been orbiting Earth and providing scientists with unique views of the universe. In that time, it has beamed hundreds of thousands of images back to Earth and has revolutionized astronomy by helping researchers to make important discoveries about deep space and the universe. Thanks to Hubble, we now know that the universe is about 13 to 14 billion years old. The idea of an orbiting telescope was first put forward by astronomer Lyman Spitzer in 1946. Spitzer pointed out that the Earth's atmosphere distorts light coming from stars, making it difficult for even the most precise telescopes on the ground to receive clear images. However, a telescope in orbit above the Earth's atmosphere would not be faced with the same problems. NASA agreed, and in the 1960s, with the help of rocket scientists, astrophysicists, and millions of dollars, the project to build a space telescope took off in earnest. Though the initial idea was Spitzer's, the telescope was actually named after Edwin P. Hubble, the astronomer who, in the 1920s, proved that our galaxy, the Milky Way, was not the only one in the universe. The telescope orbits the Earth every 96 minutes. It travels at a speed of 8 kilometers per second, 569 kilometers above the Earth's surface. It's fast enough to travel across the United States in about 10 minutes. Although it is regularly serviced, sometime after 2013, Hubble will eventually degrade, stop working, and crash back to Earth. Its successor, the James Webb Space Telescope, has already been developed. Sonar mapping. Sonar mapping is another extraordinary development in the world of scientific exploration. It is used by dolphins, whales, and bats to determine where an object is. These animals emit a sharp noise which spreads out through water or air and then bounces off objects in the distance and comes back as an echo. The farther away the object is, the longer it takes for the echo to be heard. This phenomenon is used to study the structure of the ocean floor and is known as sonar mapping. A boat pulls an underwater loudspeaker that sends out pulses of sound, known as pings. The pings spread out through the water and are reflected back by objects in the water, such as the bottom of the ocean. Underwater microphones capture the reflected sound. By knowing the speed of sound in water and the time it takes the echo to return, the distance to the reflecting object can be worked out. When a boat fitted with sonar technology sails over an area of the ocean, it records the depth at every place it goes. And eventually, a 3D map of all the mountains, valleys, and plains on the bottom of the ocean is created. Measuring the distance to a single object is easy because it returns a simple echo. But making a map of the ocean floor is much more difficult, as sound reflects back from many directions and geological features on the ocean floor. In order to calculate a map of the ocean floor, complicated mathematics is used.